Hi, this is Kate Hartley from flourishtherapy.co.uk. In this tapping meditation, we're going to focus on releasing the negative energy surrounding a relationship breakdown. If you're just learning about tapping and how it can benefit your life, take a look at my tapping introduction article first before starting on this meditation. You can find the tapping introduction article by going to flourishtherapy.co.uk and clicking on the self-development articles link at the top of the page. The purpose of this audio is to help you break free of the negative emotions you may be experiencing as a result of your relationship breakdown, so that you can take positive steps to help you navigate the chaos of emotions you may be feeling. Remember, if some of the words I use don't sit with you well, just change them for words and phrases that suit you better. While you're tapping, be aware of any emotions, memories, thoughts, or sensations that may arise so that you can bring them into this tapping meditation, or so that you can tap on them in your own time afterwards. Remember, tapping is a fluid and flexible approach. There are no set rules about what to say and how to say it. First of all, you will focus on the negative experience and accept and honour yourself for being the natural human being you are in totality. Next, you'll focus on the positives of no longer having the negative energy as you work on bringing down the emotional charge of the breakdown of your relationship. Be as specific as you can be for each round of tapping you do. That means use the language that suits you best, and really focus on the emotions surrounding the memory you are tapping on. It might be that you need to tap several rounds if a memory has several facets to it. The more honed in you can be, the better. If, like many people, you have a mix of anger, frustration, sadness, regret, take each emotion individually. So you'll start by focusing on the negative memory first, so that you can remove the emotional charge that's attached to it. Take a few moments now. What does it feel like? Where do you feel it in your body? Does it have a colour? Does it move? Give it a number between 0 and 10, where 10 is the worst it can possibly feel. Once you're feeling well connected to the memory, take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it for a few seconds. And then release it slowly through your mouth. Repeat the deep breathing another 2 times. And as you're doing your deep breathing, focus on feeling grounded within your body. I'll leave some time at the end of each of my comments in case you want to either repeat the same or add your own words which might resonate with you better. So we'll start with the setup phrase. Start by tapping the karate chop point on the side of your hand. So tapping on the karate chop point and say, even though I'm feeling so conflicted and confused about my relationship breakup, I love and accept myself. Keep on tapping. Even though I have so many unresolved emotions about why my relationship has ended, I deeply love and honour myself. Again, tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I feel emotionally overwhelmed and am finding it hard to let go of my anger, I accept myself fully. And so we'll start with the first round of tapping on the eyebrow, this breakup. Side of the eye, I feel so angry. Under the eye, I feel so let down. Under the nose, I feel dumbfounded. Under the mouth, I can't believe this is happening to me. The collarbone, what did I do to deserve this? Under the arm, I've so many emotions surrounding my breakup. Top of the head, how can I let it all go? And so now we'll do a second round of tapping on the eyebrow. I'm not sure I'm ready to let it all go. Side of the eye, I feel so sad. under the eye. This breakup is really hurting me. Under the nose, I have so many confusing emotions. Under the mouth, I feel betrayed. Collarbone, I had no idea it would be this hard. Under the arm, this loss is hurting me. Top of the head, this loss has knocked me for six. Now we'll do a third round of tapping. On the eyebrow, I feel so let down. Side of the eye, I feel so angry. Under the eye, I need to let this pain go. Under the nose, I feel stuck in a hurting place. Under the mouth, I just can't take this anymore. The collarbone, I am feeling overwhelmed with all the mixed emotions. Under the arm, I didn't know it would end like this. Top of the head, I need closure. So take a deep breath in through the nose and out of your mouth and let it go. Check in with the original negative emotion and see how it's feeling now. If the value went up, brought up new memories or stayed the same, continue tapping on the negative emotions associated with the memory and remember to use as many of your senses as possible that relate to the negative memory. Experience the memory in as much detail as you can while you go through your rounds of negative tapping. Has the value gone down? Have you managed to get it below a value of 5? If you have, you're ready to do a positive round of tapping. So tapping the side of your hand on the karate chop point. Even though I have this feeling of emotional confusion, I love and accept myself now. Still on the karate point. Even though I have so much to sort out, I know I'll get through it. On the karate point. Even though I'm not sure where to start, I'm going to start by letting the pain of these feelings go. And now we'll tap through the remaining points. On the eyebrow, I am stronger than I think. Side of the eye. I know I have the resources to get through this. Under the eye. I choose to look to the future with optimism. Under the nose. I take responsibility for handling my emotions well. Under the mouth. I choose to harness my resourcefulness. Collarbone. To get through this emotionally painful time. Under the arm. I know I can do this. Top of the head. I deserve happiness and I am creating it now. So take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for a few seconds and out through your mouth. So how are you feeling now? It may take a little while to notice the differences, but you will feel the change occurring as you start now to have a growing awareness about the availability of your resourcefulness. When a relationship ends, there will be several memories that come to mind that hold pain and possibly regret. Make sure to tap on each of the memories you need to work on individually. Those memories may be attached to scenes you can see playing out in your mind. They may relate to the feeling of finding something out, the memory of what you said to each other. Make sure to hone in on as many of the senses as possible when recalling a memory. The sight, the sound, touch, smell, and even taste. By removing the emotional sting from your current breakup memories, you will help to pave the way for future happiness. So I'm going to let the music play on for another few minutes. If you want to do some more tapping, stay relaxed and go with what feels right for you. Don't worry about using the right words, and if you miss a tapping point, just keep going. Enjoy this time now. This is your time. You may just want to sit quietly and focus on your mind and body. Remember, this is your time. And until next time, this is Kate Hartley from flourishtherapy.co.uk.